For the next hour, Dick visits with area high school coaches. Now here's Dick with the Coaches Show. And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Well, Dick Newman will be back with the Start the Coaches Show next Saturday. Of course, Dick Newman been doing the Coaches Show for probably 30, 40 years altogether. He started out with the Milbank radio station, and he continues to host the Coaches Show. It's got to be the longest running host of anyone in the state of Minnesota, I'm sure. So Dick will be back, and he'll start the preview of the fall sports out at Lacaparo Valley. That'll be next Saturday. And what we usually do between seasons, the base summer baseball season and the high school sports season, we visit some Lacaparo Valley alumni. And later on this morning, within this hour here, we'll visit with Mike Newman, Lacaparo Valley graduate, and also Ryan Lee of Appleton, another Lacaparo Valley graduate. And I let him brag about their high school days a little bit, so that'll be interesting to listen to. Before we get to our guest that's waiting patiently on the phone here, just want to pass along a couple scores from yesterday. Of course, the Ortonville Rocks amateur baseball team, they played in the first round of the Class C amateur baseball tournament in New Prague last night, and they fell to the host team, New Prague, by a score of 7-3. So the Rocks season is completed, and outstanding season once again for the Ortonville Rocks. And the high school sports season kicked off yesterday out at Lacaparo Valley. The Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boy girls tennis team, they hosted a very powerful Pipestone area team, and they fell to Pipestone 6-1. All right, on the phone with us right now, we're going to visit with Don Ness. Don is chairman of the committee that's going to recognize longtime teacher and football coach Bill Beck during Applefest on September 15th, excuse me. And Don joins us by phone. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Good to be here.
Yeah, well, it's kind of an exciting thing you guys are doing. You put together a committee and to recognize Coach Beck.
Yes, yeah, he was there for 37 years, and this will be his 60th anniversary, kind of. He came in 1958 to Appleton, and thought this would be a good time to honor him and pay him tribute to his 37 years of coaching in Lacaparo and Appleton.
That's right. Who's on the committee with you, Don?
We got Jason Heineke, he's a great guy to work with, and Dale Lean, great guy to work with. Also, Paul Swartz. He'll be our MC for the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Mary Sherm that's been helping us out, and also Joy Schmidt. And we have Judy Hirsch. And, of course, we have a few that come and go, but those are the mainstay that have showed up every meeting.
Oh, wow. So, good. Why don't you give our listeners a little bit of the details when it's going to be? It's open to the public, of course, and what you've been working on.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be Saturday, September 15th at the 52 Wing Auditorium in Appleton. And we'll have a meet and greet first starting at 3:30 on that Saturday. And we'll run that meet and greet until about 4:15.
Mm-hmm.
And then the program will start at about 4:15.
Okay.
What we're thinking about doing is we split the 37 years into certain decades, and we have about 1958 to 1972 will be one time frame. So we're trying to get as many captains that we can during that era to be up on stage.
Okay.
And then Paul Swartz will kind of run it like they do on Sunday football with the commentaries, and kind of go around the table and ask,
oh, nice.
Hey, you played for Coach Beck?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. You played for Coach Beck. What years did you play for Coach Beck in football, Don?
Well, I was there when he came in 1958. I was just a skinny freshman kid at the time. And give you a little history, you know, I lived right by the athletic field where the football teams at practice, and when you're a little kid, you're kind of looking up there and waiting for your turn to get there. And I noticed that every year, doggone new football coach would be there, and I started wondering, well, what's going to happen when I get to play? You know, is this guy going to be there 1 year and take off like the rest of them? So he showed up my ninth grade year, and heck, he stayed for 37 years, and I was blessed to have him. He did some things for me that he'll probably, you know, doesn't even realize what he did in my life. Just a positive guy, fun to be around. I could tell you a few stories about him, and he'd be just an all-around good guy. I had him for a teacher, you know, ninth grade gym, bookkeeping.
Okay.
So the 4 years that I had him, I spent a lot of time with him.
Okay.
Very, very grateful he showed up in Appleton and played a great, great part of my life. Between my dad and him, I would say those two are the ones that kind of straightened me up a little bit and put me in the right path. So very thankful for him.
Great. What years did you play football again? 58 to what?
Yeah, 58, fall of 58, 59, 60, and the fall of 61.
Okay.
For 4 years.
Who are some of the
play.
Who are some of your big rivals back then with when you played for Appleton?
Well, of course, in those days it was a little Sioux Conference, so we had of course Madison. That was always the toughest game every year, always the last game. It always seemed to come down to your fight for the conference championship. That last game against Madison, we played Dawson, of course, Ortonville, and Clare City, once we played them.
Okay.
Then we also had Clarkfield, Canby, Granite Falls, you know, the regular little Sioux Conference there. We only played about 8 or 9 games during those years.
There was no state playoff back then, was there?
No, okay. No, there wasn't. Wish there would have been, but there wasn't. But
did you have some pretty good teams?
Yeah, we did. The 4 years that during my time, I think we won 23 games and lost 7 and tied 4.
Wow.
And before Beck came, things were a little shaky on the win-loss column in Appleton football. So we were happy to have a show up.
Right. We have a few minutes here. What are some stories you could share with us about Coach Bill Beck and maybe talk some about your teammates too?
Sure. Well, I've got a couple of them. he used to like to run an option play. Well, I was quarterback my senior year, and he'd come out and he'd say, "Ness, I want you to run this option play for 2 points if we didn't kick the field goal." And I had a little trouble doing that, so he said, "Ness, ride that guy first. And if the end comes towards you, you know, you hand it off, or you flip it to the guy on the outside." Well, I'd mess it up a few times, and by God, he said, "Ness, I'm going to show you how to do this." So he comes out, and he runs the play, and he fumbles the ball, and then he falls down. And then I look at him and says, "You want me to run it like that, Coach?" He says, "Ness, I guess it isn't as easy as I thought it was." So that's one that sticks to my mind.
That's
and
awesome.
Then another one is he always have a signal. In those days, we pretty much called our own plays. He very seldom sent a play in. But he said, "Ness, if I take my hat off, I want you to pass." So I said, "Okay, Coach." And when you're in the huddle, you know, you always look to the sideline. And sure enough, his hat came off. And all right, so I called the pass play and threw the doggone ball. And after the game, and it was intercepted, by the way.
Oh.
And he says, "Ness, the wind blew my hat off, man. You shouldn't have passed." And he says, "You know, we better change the signal for that. He says, we'll change it from now on." So, but always a positive guy. He always was pretty level-headed, no highs, no lows, always even. And that's what I respected the guy for the most.
Awesome.
Another story I have,
You
know, my dad got in an accident in 1958 over Labor Day weekend. So I was a freshman, and that was his first year. And I had him for a ninth grade gym class, too. And that next day after school or during school, he'd come up and say, "Hey, Don, how's your dad doing? I heard he got in an accident, and he was out of work for about a year, year and a half." And he took time, and that's what sticks with me. He took time mm-hmm. to come up and ask how you're doing and anything I can do to help you. So that's just the kind of guy Coach Beck was. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're doing this for him and 37 years of coaching and 60 years later, too. So.
Right, yep. Yeah, my son's played football for him when he transferred over to or out at Lacaparo Valley, and I know Coach Beck's very last game he coached was my son's senior year, and it was always memorable seeing him walk off the field. That was it's a outstanding career, isn't it?
Well, no one stays 37 years too much anymore, especially if you're coaching.
Right. Yep. Yeah, especially.
And of course, if you're winning, that always helps. So, and he was a winner. His record shows that. And it's a pretty rough job to be in if you're not winning. I coached myself, and I guess I probably did it because of him. You know, went to Morehead State and went into coaching and teaching, and kind of followed his example. So I owe a lot to him.
Yep. Yeah. So once again. Bill Beck Recognition Day it'll be September 15th. It'll be at the 52 Wing, and everyone is invited, right, Don?
Yes, everyone's invited. We just want that place packed if we can get it there. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a little rundown of what we're planning on doing.
Yep, go ahead.
We'll have, we're going to have a pep band there, and I think we're going to have the Lacaparo cheerleaders there. And we'll do the, the old Appleton song and the Lacaparo song. And they'll kind of lead us in a pep fest to kind of kick it off.
Cool.
And then we'll go into celebrating each decade. We're also going to honor the 1973 football team. A great season they had that year. And lost out in that championship game to New Prague, 7-13. And so we're going to honor those guys.
Is that the Brad Rankin's team?
All the way up to the end.
Was that Brad Rankin's team in 73?
No, Brad was before that. Brad graduated in 70.
Okay.
But
okay.
Some of the guys on the team there that for 73, of course, that was a little later than my time, but there was, of course, Brad Beck, his son, a good running back. I believe Jeff Arnold was on there. Let me see what else I got. I got a Swenson and Olson.
Okay.
I could run down through them, but there's quite a few.
Yeah, there's quite a few. So.
And they'll be honored that day, and that'll be we're going to do something special for them, and and then of course the Lacaparo guys. You coached there for 5 years, from 90 to 94. They'll have time up on the stage too, and then from 74 to 89. And I believe talking to Jason the other day. We're going to get the Lacaparo players this year, I believe, are going to do something a little special for it, too, is a good thing.
Good.
So,
yep.
We're going to have a lot of things going on, and we want everybody there. And it's, like I say, Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
And you need a good place to come and sit for about an hour and 10 minutes. I figure that's how long the program might be.
Okay.
And just have a good old time and talk to some people, make new friends, and visit with old friends. And
be like all school reunion in a way.
yes, very right. much so.
All right. Yeah, real good, Don. Well, I appreciate your time, and let's visit at the fair this afternoon sometime, too. I know you got some of your committee members there, and maybe we can broadcast from the fair later this afternoon.
Hey, sounds good. Yeah, I'll be there about 1 o'clock working in the booth there. And we're going to be selling some of these books, too, we put together.
Oh, so, yeah. Tell us about that book. I forgot about that. Go ahead.
I just, to honor the 37 years, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go through the old yearbooks and a book that his dad, Louis Bredesen, put together. Take out the football team pictures and the senior pictures and just put together. So it's 37 years of each football team for those years. Seniors are there. The scores are there. Again, it's just another way to honor his 37 years of coaching.
Yep.
And hopefully people will enjoy taking time to look through the book. And it was a lot of fun putting it together. And
yeah,
hopefully
we
can...
I bought
a few of them today at the fair.
Right. $15, I believe they are, right?
$15. Yep. And the money is going towards the reunion committee for the all-school reunion. So when we have the next reunion and stuff, whoever's going to be the chairman of that one, you know, I'll have a little seed in the bank to start with, which is always good.
And
had a lot of fun putting it together.
I tell you what, I bought that book, Don, and I sat down, and I couldn't put it down. I read every page word for word. I love the pictures in there. It's a great history of Coach Beck's career at Appleton in Lac Parle Valley. Wonderful book.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun putting it together.
Okay.
Hopefully, that's going to last. It's just a way of giving back. High school years were good years for me, and it's just a good way of giving back to the community. And I hope people enjoy the book. And just like you say, if they start reading it, it's hard to put it down. So.
Right, it is. Wonderful book. Anyway, Don's going to be at the Appleton Chamber of Commerce booth at the Swift County Fair this afternoon. You can visit with Don and purchase one of those books that we're talking about and talk about the celebration coming up honoring Coach Beck on the 15th of September during Applefest. So, Don, thanks a lot. We'll see you this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Thank you very much. See you this afternoon.
Yep. That's Don Ness, committee head for the Bill Beck celebration going on during Applefest, as I mentioned, on September 15th at the 52 Wing. Hope to see everyone there. And coming up next, after a few breaks here, we'll hear from Lac Parle Valley graduate Mike Newman.
Okay, here are five important reasons why your son or daughter should play a high school sport.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline, sportsmanship, and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages and fewer disciplinary problems.
Number three.
High school sports help fight teen obesity and substance abuse.
Here's number four.
High school sports provide wholesome, constructive after-school activity, perfect for today's families.
And number five.
And high school sports are safer than ever before. Injury surveillance and research, better equipment, and the continuing education programs for coaches provided by state and national athletic associations have made high school sports safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Hello, this is Chris Wozenski, your state representative. I just want to wish our local schools the best of luck this season. The lessons learned in the arena of competition will help forge them into strong, successful adults. If I can be of assistance, please do not hesitate to write or call. It's an honor to serve you at our state's capital. This message was paid for by Wozenski for House.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show, and what we do between seasons or baseball season here and the start of high school sports is we visit with some alumni in the Lac Parle Valley alumni or Madison alumni and Appleton alumni. And on the phone right now with me is a Lac Parle Valley alumni, Mike Newman. And Mike, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, I tell you what, well, you're a little older than my sons, but you played with my sons, and so I'm pretty familiar with you, Mike, and what you did out at Lac Parle Valley. Why don't you tell us what year you graduated and what sports you're involved in?
Yeah, so I graduated, man, it's crazy to think, but back in 1994, and I was a wrestler, football player, as well as a baseball player, and I was fortunate enough after graduating in 94 to extend my baseball career. I went up to Aberdeen and played a couple years up there and had some really good seasons, and ended up after that, after my sophomore year at Northern, ended up transferring to South Dakota State and got a baseball scholarship there and finished out my junior and senior year and graduated in 1999 from SDSU.
Yeah, so baseball by far is your favorite sport, I would guess, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's, in the words of Sammy Sosa, baseball has been very good to me. I've been fortunate to extend my career a little bit even after college, and then I had signed in 1998. I had a pretty solid senior year at South Dakota State, and my dad and I got in the car and drove out to Washington State, and I was fortunate enough to, after a couple days of workouts, sign a professional contract with the Pasco, or the Tri-City Pasco, Tri-City Posse, excuse me, mm-hmm. out in Pasco, Washington. It was a pretty cool moment for my dad and I. Daryl Thomas was the head coach. He had played about 10 to 12 years with the San Diego Padres, and he had called me into his office and told me that they were going to sign me, and I just asked if I could pull dad in, and that was a pretty cool moment for dad and I, for right. dad to be part of that. And one of the other things I remember about that time, even though it was a long time ago, was Freddie Tolliver. He had pitched many years in the bigs. I think he spent some time with the Twins too. He gave me my first adult beverage on my first professional road trip from Pasco, Washington to Bend, Oregon. So that was a neat moment. He yeah. sat me down, and I think it was actually a Colt 45, and he said, "Welcome to professional baseball." So that's kind of a fun story.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was a long time ago, but man, you know, those are moments that, you know, people can't take away from you. And I tried in 99 Chicago as well, and I signed and got released right away. And then Richmond, Indiana, in the Frontier League with the Richmond Roosters, I had a private invite. My brother Steve was with me in 2000, and there's about 310 kids that were there, and they had a draft after the workout, and I was the third player picked. And it was a cool moment for Steve and I, because I had a heck of a workout, and a lot of people, the coaches and GMs were, as I was walking by to go sign with the Roosters, they're asking me, you know, why I wasn't in the minor leagues or affiliated right. baseball. And, you know, you look back on moments like that, and it was fun, but it just wasn't in my cards. But it was a great experience. You know, I spread my wings, if you will, and gave it all I had, and it just didn't work out. But boy, those memories, you know, you just can't take those away.
That's right. Yeah. That's correct, Mike. Let's back up a little bit in your high school career, and you said you wrestled. Talk about your wrestling career a little bit.
Oh man,
and football and
yep. Football. I really enjoyed football. I know our senior year, we had a pretty good year. I know Todd Molden and I were pretty solid as defensive ends with our sacks and things like that. And mm-hmm. playing with, you know, Ryan Lee and Ryan Hastings, Chad Fink, some of those guys. It was a fun sport for Coach Beck. We had some good talent. And then wrestling, I always joke with my dad still to this day, I did not like wrestling.
Yep.
It was a really tough sport for me, but, you know, obviously with Dad as the coach, mm-hmm. I wanted to perform, and it was tough. But boy, I'll tell you, looking back on that, especially now in my profession, you know, those power words like determination, perseverance, self-drive, you know, just grit, going out and getting things done, that I think those types of qualities were definitely developed in me thanks to the sport of wrestling. So mm-hmm. it did wonders, even though I wasn't very good, and I struggled with it a little bit, but it developed me with some pretty good qualities. So
yep, yeah, I can say the same thing too. Your dad and Mike Bredick were my wrestling coach back in the 70s, Mike. So
mm-hmm.
and you take a lot of out of the sport of wrestling into your adult life, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So talk about your college career a little bit at Northern and SDSU. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, so at Northern, we had some really good teams my freshman and sophomore year. Especially our freshman year, I think we had four or five freshman that actually started. Josh Benson was our catcher. Man, I'll tell you, Benny, that guy, he had probably one of the best arms I've ever seen from behind the plate. It was a lot of fun and an honor to play with him. And my sophomore year, I ended up having a really good year. I think it was 460 or something in the conference. And unfortunately, after our sophomore year, we had a lot of the kids that I came in with as freshmen that ended up transferring, and I was one of those as well. And I ended up transferring to South Dakota State just to be close to family and friends. And it was a good program. Coach Eklund, great coach. I'm still in touch with him and a lot of my teammates from Northern and SDSU to this day. And Brookings, the growth of that university with everything going D1 now is just unbelievable. But we had a great squad there at SDSU, and my senior year I was fortunate enough to be the cleanup hitter and led the team in home runs and RBIs, and it was a great experience. And then that just kind of led me down my path, right, to try to pursue, you know, some pro ball. And
yeah, and then after just last weekend, tell us what happened last weekend. Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I've been reflecting on it over the last couple days. I took about a 13 or 14 year hiatus from the sport of baseball. It's I look back and I reflect on it, and life kind of caught up. I had, you know, had some kids and focused on that and just didn't have time to dedicate to the sport of baseball. Well, now my kids are older, and last summer I got invited to play in a 40 and over baseball tournament with the Canova gang. Canova is a town of 100 people in between Sioux Falls and Mitchell. And on baseball Sunday, that place is packed. Well, I went and played this 40 and over tournament with them last year, and I hadn't swung a bat, you know, at least for baseball, in I think 13, 14 years. And I ended up going 3-for-4 with 2 home runs and a couple RBIs, and I caught 11 innings. And then the guys were like, hey, you want to come play with us next summer? I was like, sure, I'll do it. Kids are old enough. So, yeah, this summer we started out playing with the Canova gang, and my first at-bat in Larchwood back in May, third pitch, I ended up hitting home run. So it was just so awesome. And then
haven't missed a beat.
Yeah, and as the season went along, you know, I was like, man, we got a good thing going here. And I kept kind of shaking my head. I was like, holy man, I'm the old guy on the team now. Like, what happened?
You're right.
But, you know, it was fun. I was playing third base. And still able to hit. I'm trying to think. I hit 3, 4, or 5 home runs this summer with a grand slam. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun. And Sunday we ended up pulling off a state championship. So it was just a storybook summer for a guy like me to be welcomed from a community like Canova. It reminds me a lot of like Madison, a Rosen, mm-hmm. an Appleton. You know, just really small knit communities that just love baseball.
Yep.
And on Sunday, we pulled off a win in 5 games in the state tournament. We scored almost 60 runs.
Wow. I saw your name in the paper. Was that the championship game? You had a couple RBIs or something like that?
Well, to get to the championship game, we were down 6-4 to Garrettson, and I came up with 2 on, 2 out, and I hit a 2-run double, so that tied up the game, and then we ended up going back and forth, and we ended up winning it. And then on Sunday, I was 3-for-5 with 3 singles and a couple fun diving plays at third base. And man, I'll tell you, it was at Augustana. If anybody in the area ever gets a chance to go watch a baseball game at Augustana, it's a beautiful facility. I'm good friends with Tim Huber, who's the head coach. Tim played back for MSU when I was at South Dakota State. Beautiful facility. It's got the turf infield.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you there was, man, 1,000 people there.
Yep.
Up and down the first and third
That's
base
what I heard,
behind
yeah.
home. It was
yep.
just packed. And we had just a great time, and it was so much fun. Again, for me, being 42, to be able to compete with 20- and 30-year-olds and still be able to hit the ball, make yep. plays, throw, and then, you know, I made the final play at third base, threw the ball over to first, nice throw, and just threw the glove up in the air and screamed like an 18-year-old, you know, just ecstatic. And then we all gathered after that at a local restaurant. There's probably about 125 Canova folks there, and they wanted me to get up and kind of talk. And, and it was cool because they accepted me as an individual.
Right.
They were really impressed with how hard I played, and especially with my age. And for, you know, it was an honor, honestly, to be accepted by them. And then they accepted my kids. Like, my son, Gannon, was beloved by those guys in the dugout. And that's what matters.
Yep.
Those are the moments. And like I told that team, is that there's moments in life that, that get you through difficult times. And that, and that, that win will get all of that. That's a great memory for everybody that was part of it.
Well, congratulations, Mike, on that. And I they'll ask you back for next year, I bet, huh?
Well, I'm working on that. The body doesn't recover as quick as it usually does. I told him, I said, I'll be back, but I need to drop a couple pounds so that my knees and ankles aren't barking like they are even today, 2 days post state championship win. So,
yeah, well, congratulations on that state championship last weekend. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you're doing now.
So I live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a community that is just growing, mainly because of healthcare and Avera, McKinnon Hospital, as well as Sanford Health. I've been selling medical equipment since 2007 into the operating room. So I sell equipment for general surgeons, orthopedic surgeons, urologists, OBGYNs, ENT, so that they can do minimally invasive surgery. Versus, you know, kind of cutting you wide open, and then you have to stay in the hospital for, you know, 3, 4, 5 days. So, yeah, it's been a great career. I love the job, love being in the operating room, love selling, love having conversations with surgeons, CEOs, CFOs, nurses.
What coverage area do you have?
So I have all of Eastern South Dakota and Western Minnesota. So I have about 68 hospitals that I make my rounds to.
Okay.
So I get back to the area too. Madison has a great operating room. We did that about 5 years ago. Appleton's got great equipment. Ortonville's got great equipment in their OR. Dawson is building a brand new operating room, and they got great staff in all those facilities.
Yep. So you get up in this area then, huh?
Yep. Yeah, I make my rounds up there, Montevideo. The furthest I go is Glenwood and Wilmer.
Right.
In West Central Minnesota, there's some really, really awesome hospitals with great staff and great surgeons. So.
Yeah, well, I know your family has been supporting you throughout your whole career, too, and I know your mom and dad were down there last weekend watching you play in that state championship game, weren't they?
Yes, yeah, it's always good to have Dick and Jeannie there to cheer us on. I know Dad has always been on me for quite some time to get back on the ball field, and, you know, I just busy, and I can't just go play. Like, I have to commit to it, right? I'm not going to be the guy that just shows up every now and again. And this summer just worked out perfectly, and I feel like my health, I feel good, I feel strong. I still get into the gym 3 to 4 times a week, and with mom and dad being there and a part of it, it was just, I'm telling you, the more I talk about it, the more I'm just like, man, I couldn't have written a better summer.
Right. Yeah.
So
good.
It was pretty fantastic. But it all started in Madison, Minnesota on the softball fields there on the northeast or northwest side of town. I still remember going there on my bike with Al and Aaron Erdman, and, man, we would stay out there for hours just playing catch, and Corey Joyce and hitting balls and running them down.
That's right. All right. Yeah, I got a few pictures with my sons and you, Mike. So
yeah.
You had daycare over at my place. My wife did daycare then. So you remember
that?
Crazy. You're pretty young.
Just a little bit of that I remember.
Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us on the Coach's Show this morning, and thanks for catching up with what you're doing.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right. That's La Caparal Valley graduate Mike Newman on the Coach's Show. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
It's the Swift County Fair in Appleton on through Sunday. Some of the Saturday events: Reptile Discovery Zoo, free from noon to 6 p.m. Knockerball, noon to 7 p.m. Kids Pedal Tractor Pull, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The carnival opens at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Be Swift County Rib Fest, Craft Beer Tasting, and Blues Brothers Review at 3 p.m. Demo Derby in the Grandstand at 6:30. The Grassroots at 9, followed by a fireworks show and the Nasty Habit Band. All going on Saturday during the Swift County Fair in Appleton. Come on over. Enjoy the fun. It's the 121st Annual Swift County Fair.
Time to head to Midwest Truck Parts, located right along Highway 212 in Dawson. Check with them for truck hoists, scissor style, or telescopic. They also have truck hydraulic pumps and PTOs. And at Midwest Truck Parts in Dawson, they can handle all your hydraulic needs, including hoses and fittings, pumps, valves for wet kits, feed trailers, live floor trailers, and dumps, fluid power, and more. Midwest Truck Parts, located right along Highway 212, Dawson, Minnesota. Call 320-769-4337. Midwest Truck Parts, Dawson.
Mark your calendar. The Daryl Rainier Auction Company annual September 2018 Double Ring Large Machinery Auction will be on Saturday, September 8th in Canby, Minnesota. To have your machinery items appear on the sale bill, contact Daryl on or before Monday, August 20th. Call 507-223-5917. Daryl Rainier Auction Company, your full-service auction company, machinery, land, on-site appraisals, hay and stover auction every Monday at 1:30. Check out their website at www.DarylRainierAuctionCompany. Again, to have your machinery items appear on the sale bill, contact Daryl on or before Monday, August 20th, 507-223-5917.
Your local State Farm agent is Tony Urata. His office located at 210 St. Olaf Avenue North in Canby and also located at 209 6th Avenue in Madison. Call 507-223-5259 or 320-598-7318. State Farm agent Tony Urata, serving Madison, Canby, and our entire Q92 listening area.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And as what we usually do between seasons, before the start of the high school sports season, we visit with some La Caparo Valley alumni. And one of those alumni is a familiar name around the Appleton-Madison area. Ryan Lee joins us. Ryan, thanks for coming on the Coaches Show this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, where do you live right now?
I live in Appleton.
Okay. And what year did you graduate from La Caparo Valley, Ryan?
1994, long time ago.
Yes, I'm 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, time goes fast, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you your career, athletic career at La Caparo Valley back in the mid-90s. What sports were you involved in?
I was involved in football, basketball, and baseball. I lettered 2 years of football, 2 years of basketball, and 5 years of baseball.
Okay. 5 years in baseball, huh? Wow, that's pretty
cool. I lettered my eighth grade year for Milan Appleton and then 4 years at La Caparo.
Okay. So when you were a freshman, Ryan, was that the first year at La Caparo Valley?
Yep, that was the first year.
Okay.
Yep.
What was that experience like for you?
It was a huge change because I went from Milan, where we had 18 kids in the class, to going out to La Caparo, where there was about 120 we had, I think.
Wow. That is a big change.
Yep.
Did it take long to get used to it?
It wasn't too. I knew a lot of the kids from Appleton because we were combined in sports and stuff. And,
okay.
But Madison kids, it took a while to get to know them and.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, let's start out with football. Who's your coach? Well, Coach Beck, of course, I would gather.
Yep, we had Coach Beck.
Yep. How'd your football career go?
It wasn't too bad. My senior year, about halfway through the season, I got knocked out in the homecoming game and had to go to the hospital. So that was the last time I put the pads on.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun anyway.
What were some of your highlights in your football career at La Caparo Valley?
The biggest one, I'd say, the most memorable, is going up to Sartell and knocking off Sartell the first round of playoffs my junior year. They were a pretty big powerhouse back then, and it was a huge upset. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you celebrate on the way home then?
We did. It was a crazy bus ride home.
Who are some of those? Who are some players on that team that year?
We had Ryan Hastings, Chad Turner, Chad Fink, Jake Unzen, Matt Adams, Gary Von Haar, Ryan Blahosky. Who else? There's probably more.
Erdman twins on that team?
Yep, they played football. Yep, okay. Aaron and Al.
All right. All right, how about basketball?
Basketball, we had Leonard 2 years. We had Coach Johnson. He was in Appleton for many years, and then he was the head coach of Lac Parle for a few years. We had him my junior year. Then we had Steve Sherm my senior year. It was his first year coaching out there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, so you went through a few coaches, but all a good experience for you, huh?
Yeah, I was fortunate. Every sport I had excellent coaches, mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun.
What are some highlights in basketball for you?
Basketball, I remember one game of Lac Parle was against McCray. It was back and forth, and came in, hit a couple threes late in the game, and we ended up losing, but it was a good environment. The gym was packed, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I know baseball is your favorite sport, right?
Yeah. Yep, for sure.
All right. Talk about, I know you had some really good teams during your high school career.
Yeah, we did. The first year at Lac Parle, my freshman year, there was three freshmen on varsity. It was me, Mike Newman, and Ryan Hastings, and we got to play quite a bit, and it was a lot of fun. We made it to the region championship game. We lost to KMS, and Josh Benson was their catcher. Yep. And they beat us to go to state. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. We still give him a little crap about that once in a while.
Where was that game played at, do you remember?
I believe it was in Springfield, I believe.
I think you're right, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you had a lot of highlights in your baseball career, haven't you?
Yeah, there's been quite a few from Lac Parle, VF, Legion, Town Team. It's been a good ride.
Yeah. Of course, what positions did you play in baseball, Ryan?
I pitched mostly. I played some outfield, played some first base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a left-handed pitcher, right?
Yeah, left-handed. Crafty lefty. I didn't throw very hard, but I threw a lot of junk.
Did you ever strike out Benson?
I don't remember if I did. I don't think so.
That'd be something.
I know I came in and pitched the last couple innings in that game, and I think Tim Patcher started that game. We kind of rode Tim Patcher's arm through the playoffs. He was a hell of a pitcher. Heck of a pitcher, sorry.
Yeah.
And I remember one time Josh Benson in that game was batting, and he leaned into the pitch and got hit, and he was halfway to first, and the ump made him come back. That was kind of funny. That was typical Benson.
Who are some baseball players on your teams during high school?
We had Tim Patcher.
Let's go wrong by position, maybe. By the positions?
Yeah, he pitched quite a bit. We had John Albright, played shortstop. He was a very good shortstop. Aaron and Al Erdman, they kind of played mostly infield and pitched quite a bit. Mike Newman, Jake Unzen, J.J. Perkins from Dawson, he played outfield. Kim Rosendahl, Chris Eschens, Chad Fink, he did a lot of catching.
Yeah, I remember Fink catching. He was a good catcher.
Yeah, he was a very good catcher. Yep.
Didn't you make it to sections a few times?
We did. My senior year, we won the conference. We had a heck of a team. I think we lost two or three games. But in our section, we had Monty, YME, Redwood Falls, and us. And we were all ranked in the top six in the state.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was like a state tournament in itself, but we didn't come out of that. We ended up losing out to Redwood Falls, but
okay.
It was a lot of fun. Yep. Good baseball.
Yep. And did you mention the coaches? Who are your coaches?
Our head coach was Dave Hastings, and then we had Dick Newman was an assistant, and Bart was an assistant, too. So
okay.
We had great baseball minds.
All right. And I know after high school, you went on to play college baseball.
I did. I played 2 years at Ridgewater. My first year there, we had a very good team, and it was a lot of fun because you could have put a 40-mile radius from Wilmer. There's a lot of guys from Monty. I think we had three Lockparl guys, three or four, a couple Monty, a couple YME, some Wilmer kids, New London kids. It was a lot of fun. Chad Kranz was on that team from Monty.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. And we were, that year we were one game, I think, from going to Nationals. We lost to North Hennepin, I think, to go to Nationals. So that was a lot of fun.
That was 2 years at Ridgewater then, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, good memories there, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it was a good experience.
Okay. And you've
met a lot of great guys.
Yep. And you're continuing to play baseball with the Appleton A's. Talk about your career in town ball.
I am. I just finished my 24th year of playing town team baseball this summer. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
A lot of years.
Yeah, that's awesome, Ryan. And it takes a lot to manage and run a town team, and right?
It does. It does. My dad started the Appleton A's team in 96, and he ran it, you know, for about 10 years, and then I kind of took over, ran it, and now the last few years, Timmy Lyason has ran it. And yeah, it takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication.
Yeah, talk about some of the Appleton A's and maybe some highlights you've had over the years with the A's.
Yeah, the first couple of years were a little rough. We were pretty young. We thought we were going to have a good team, you know, but town team, it's a total different game. And when we started, there was five teams in the Land of Ducks, and now I think we're at 12. So it's really growing. It took us a few years to get going, but then we pretty much made it to regions every year for about 7, 8, 9 years in a row there. Mm-hmm. Had some good teams. We had all the Schmidts, Aaron Schmidt, Corey Schmidt, Jeremy Schmidt, and Aaron and Al Erdman played. And
Town team ball takes a big commitment, especially if you have a family and stuff like that. But you got to love baseball.
Right, right. That's for sure.
Yeah. And you played this year too, didn't you?
Yep, I played this year.
Yeah.
It's still fun.
Yep.
My body kind of hurts for a few days after Sunday, but it's well worth it. I still enjoy it, still love it. And hopefully I'll be back for my 25th year next summer, hopefully.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
I think it was Ryan Stoltzberry from Clinton. He just hung it up after, 25 years or something like that?
Okay, yep.
Well, tell us what you're doing now, a family, and what you're doing for work.
Yeah, I'm married to Amber. We actually have our 15-year anniversary next week, and we have two daughters, Cameron. She's going to be in 8th grade out at Lockparl, and then Jalen, she'll be in 6th grade at Lockparl.
Okay. And I know you're involved with helping coaching out of Lockparl Valley. Tell us a little bit about that, especially in the summertime.
Yeah, I do. I've been coaching. I just finished third year. I coach a 3rd through 6th grade softball girls. So just finished the third year there. So that's a lot of fun.
Yep. You're continuing to umpire. You're just kind of getting into that. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
I've been doing a lot of junior high JV games for the last, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years. And a couple of years ago, I talked to some guys, and so I went out and I got certified. So I've been doing varsity games the last couple of years and in the spring. And then I do a lot of junior legion games in the summer. So that keeps me busy, too.
Yeah, I guess. That's a lot of baseball in the summer, Ryan.
Yeah.
I know about a month ago I was over at Sacred Heart doing a broadcast in a game, and it took me a couple innings, but I go, I think that's Ryan Lee behind the plate.
Yep.
You enjoy that?
I do. I really like it. Just being out there, it's a lot of fun, you know. Get to be around baseball and see the kids develop, and, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know I've seen your mom and dad, your dad following a Sacred Heart team with a grandson in there, or?
Yep, we got a nephew that plays for Sacred Heart. He'll be a sophomore this year at RCW.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a good team.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they went to the State Junior Legion tournament this year. So.
Yep.
Yeah, and I know your dad, Ken, he just retired, and he's a baseball guy too, isn't he?
Yeah, he loves baseball. He grew up, my grandpa played town team for many years, and my dad played town team, so it's kind of in the blood, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Ryan, thank you for joining us on the Coach's Show, catching up with what you did and what you are doing, and appreciate that. And
yep.
And we'll see you this fall out of La Caparra Valley.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Paul.
All right, that's Ryan Lee, a La Caparra Valley graduate. And we'll take a commercial break, and we'll come back with more of the Coach's Show right after these words for our fine sponsors.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
At Johnson Memorial Health Services, we're growing. We have recently added ENT and audiology services. Dr. Karen Tansik is an ear, nose, and throat, or ENT physician. She provides both clinic and surgery services. Audiologist Dr. Rebecca Tisi provides hearing and auditory process evaluation. She can also adjust and fit patients with correct hearing aids. For more information, call Outreach Services at 320-312-2133 or visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
And that wraps up the Coach's Show for another Saturday. Tune in next Saturday. Dick Newman will start the high school Coach's Show here on Q92. Have a great day today.